Good afternoon, everyone. Let me give you a brief update. We met with the Players Association until, I guess, about 20 minutes ago. The Players Union came in and made a proposal. The proposal was really not much different, other than a couple of things around the edges, than the last proposal that they had made, and which we had indicated was clearly not acceptable. We caucused and we decided that in the hopes of moving these negotiations along before the weekend, that we would make yet another proposal, which we did. It had meaningful movement in it, and it was an attempt to engage the union finally in trying to make a deal, at least on the economic main issue. We made clear in presenting the proposal that this proposal was intended to lead to a deal before the weekend, before the expiration of the current collective bargaining agreement, and that if in fact a deal was not achievable, what we had proposed would be off the table. And we were quite clear on that. While I don't like to get into the details of the negotiation, we did make clear that it does not have any changes in definitions. And in effect, what we tried to do under HRR, what we tried to do was simplify the process. It was clear that we weren't on the same page or talking the same language. So our proposal was an attempt to simplify what we were negotiating over and do it while making additional movement in the hopes that that could spur meaningful negotiations before the weekend. But I do reiterate it, and I'll reiterate here, that what we did do today will be off the table if we don't have a deal by the expiration of the collective bargaining agreement. Left open when we'll get together again. The Players Association said that they were tied up this afternoon and had meetings tonight. We said we're available anytime today and anytime tonight. We have just a couple of hours set aside tomorrow for a board meeting. Other than that, we said we're at their disposal to get together. And we are hopeful, which is why we made the offer that we did, that this will elicit some positive movement and move these negotiations along, because I assure you, nobody wants to make a deal more than I do. I'll take questions.
Was part of the meaningful movement in on the number of the percentage of HRR in addition to the definition?
Well, the definitions, I said, we're using the same definition under the agreement that we did move on the percentage.
Do the players have to take an immediate reduction in real dollars?
Well, we're not asking for a rollback. We have said that our proposal, the one we've made that's time sensitive, would have a phase-in. And while it contemplates the possible reduction in player share, if you use our estimates, it would be under 10%, 9 point something. And if you use the Players Association's estimate on revenue growth, it would actually be 7%. And when you factor all of that in, it seems to me that having a work stoppage and damaging HRR long term really doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
That's for the first year?
Actually, under the union's projections as to revenues going forward, the assumptions that they used on their proposal, it would be 7-something% in year one and 3 or 4% in year two, and then we'd be back over where we are on player share. Under our more conservative assumptions, hopefully the Players Association was right, it would take 3 years, but it would be 7%, I don't know, 4 or 5%, and 3%, somewhere in that range.
Why is the deal off the table if it's not?
Because with every day we're experiencing and will continue to experience damage to the game and to the business of the game. And what we're trying to do now is stem that damage. And so what we would be prepared to do now to make a deal before there's extensive damage is not the same that we'll be prepared to do in the event we get to a point where we've suffered the damage.
Was your proposal today in response there, and then working off there, or the independent?
We actually looked at their proposal. It was clear that there wasn't very much movement at all, if any, a little bit around the edges, and we said we have to try something different. which is why we tried to simplify the approach and focus on the percentage.
Six-year deal again?
Yes.
When you say a little bit around the edges.
Nothing was getting into it. It wasn't materially enough. What they proposed didn't represent any meaningful.
Did it revolve around that fourth-year option year that was sort of the?
It revolved around a few things that relative to term, although I think it's kind of difficult to negotiate over term before you figure out the substance.
Yeah, Gary, some players yesterday said that you're trying to change the HR from the 2004-05 CBA, and it sounds like just now you said that's not the case.
That's not the case.
It's the same then as it was.
Gary, can you talk about the what you offered today? The first offer that you asked for, the 24% back. The second offer was, I think, 19.1%.
It was much less than that.
Huh?
It was much less than that.
Where it was maybe if it's not 19.1, where is it today?
Well, as I said a few minutes ago, by accepting our offer, the player share using our projection would go down about 9.7%. Using the players' association's projections and the one that they've been using in their proposals, it was in the 7% range.
Why not take it to zero in the first year to get a deal?
Because we're not prepared to have another year under our current economics.
So, Gary, how would you say in terms of grade, in terms of how serious things are critical right now in terms of trying to get something done by Saturday?
Well, because until we have a deal done, we're not going to have a deal done. And so we're all sort of on our side anxious to get a deal done as quickly as possible, but it takes two sides to negotiate. So I'm characterizing it in any sort of terms I could. That doesn't help the process. It's the same reason I don't get into the specifics of what we've proposed and what's being negotiated. If there's a real intent on the other side to make a deal, then we'll get to a room and make a deal and address the issues in a meaningful way.
Since this deal has an expiry date on it, do you view this as your best offer?
I'm not negotiating publicly.
Do you have the green light right now to propose a lockout should a deal not be agreed upon on Saturday?
Yeah, there's no issue on that.
Can you have solidarity that they're showing that the hundreds of players coming tonight? Is that a good thing or a bad thing for the process?
I don't know. The fact of the matter is, on our side, we've never doubted the player unity. There's been a fair amount of revisionist history, but the players were very unified 8 years ago. If they weren't unified, we wouldn't have missed the season. And so I think any show of unity is great if that's what the union wants to do, but it doesn't really affect the negotiations because we've never doubted their unity. And they shouldn't doubt ours.
What does the player share of HR go phase down to in this proposal?
We did percentages. We're doing this strictly on percentages.
But it was 46 in your last proposal.
Then so it's more than 46 this time.
Can you tell us how much more?
I don't think I want to do that right now.
Is it 50?
What, are you kidding me?
Just trying.
Next question.
What's your
I don't mean to give you a hard time, but
more
this is
details.
But I'm not prepared to give you details because hopefully the players will go back with the union and give this consideration and come back, and doing this publicly wouldn't serve any useful purpose because I assume everybody in this room is hoping that we can make a deal as much as I am. And so negotiating publicly, while it might make a good tweet or a good soundbite, it really doesn't help the process.
But you can say the smallest number is higher than 26.
Yes.
Can you just talk about how the filings and under the Canadian provincial law might impact this process or how you view those affecting the negotiations?
They don't affect it at all. We don't believe the provincial jurisdiction on the labor front is something that we're subject to. And if this is a tactic to either delay or obfuscate the real issues, that's what it is. We went through this 8 years ago. This isn't new to us. So, we'll deal with it. What's unfortunate is somebody well chronicled that Bill Daley wound up wasting a day doing nothing for the things that we're trying to do here. But it's part of the process. We can only do what's presented to us and respond to it appropriately.
How concerned are you that this could turn into an 04-05 where you missed the whole season?
I certainly wouldn't want that to happen. Nobody wants that to happen.
Sorry, just to clarify, entering into
today,
is the intention always for the NHL to provide a proposal?
No, we actually crafted the proposal after we got theirs. And we concluded that their proposal wasn't going to get us anywhere. And the time running short, I had a couple of owners with me, and we actually crafted a new proposal
that is different than the other proposals because it's much, much simplified.
So who are the auditors who were with you?
Jerry Jacobs and Marie Edwards.
Jerry, where do things stand with entry-level contracts?
Yeah. We haven't gotten to that point yet. Be a good discussion to have when we get there. We're really dealing with the more fundamental issue. And until we can get some sort of commonality and closure on that issue, it's going to be hard to address any other issues. Nothing stands alone.
Would the league be willing to work something around the revenue sharing among owners, among teams, like it was suggested by the league?
We don't view revenue sharing as an issue. There's going to be more than enough money to satisfy any revenue sharing concerns. It's clear we have some variance and ideas as to the best way to do the revenue sharing, but as I've said, we've already committed and are prepared to commit more, enough money to adequately deal with revenue sharing. We don't think that's an issue at all. I think it's being put out there as an issue, perhaps as a means of obfuscating what's really going on here, but revenue sharing really isn't an issue.
Gary, just to be clear, this isn't a final offer.
We're in a negotiation. And we're trying to move the negotiation along.
If the lawsuit comes and goes, this will be off the table. So what you offer today is a point to be negotiated from, potentially.
I'm not going to categorize or characterize the negotiations. It's not good for the process.
Okay, but it's not a final.
It is what it is.
It
is what it is.
Well, Gary, you're obfuscating.
Don knows what it is, and I'm not obfuscating to him. And it's more important that he knows than anybody else. Hopefully he'll have a good session with the players and he'll react favorably to what we did. That's what I'm hoping for.
Is there any danger to put too much pressure on the players with that offer? It might be on the table, whether possible lockout?
You'll have to talk to the players about it.
Don said that the players' position is that they don't want to take a step back in real dollars. So if that doesn't happen,
it seems that there's obviously been no movement on that score, if that's what he said.
So, are the owners prepared to have a lockout and cancel games if it's between 0% and 7%?
We are not prepared to hold them, and we've been clear about this, certainly to the union, going as far back as November, that we're not prepared to open without an union. Anybody have anything else?
Your last movement was, $420 million.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put a dollar figure as to what this is worth?
Off the top of my head, somewhere between $250 and $300.
In addition?
Yes.
So you're now moved to $659?
You did the math.
$670?
I have too many other things rattling around my head. I'm not doing math right now. Anybody else have anything? I'm sure we'll see each other again in the next couple of days.
Gary, how short is the board agenda tomorrow? Is this the only thing
on
the
agenda? We meet regularly every September. We haven't met since June. We're going to give the board an update. I mean, if people are expecting dramatic news for tomorrow's board meeting, in advance, I'll take down expectations and disappoint you. I don't anticipate anything dramatic happening at tomorrow's board meeting.
Where are the sides of the thing?
We believe that we need a long-term deal, 6 years, and the players want a shorter deal. I think the game, our business partners, and most importantly, our fans, will do better with a long-term deal.
Till Saturday, still have enough time?
If there's enough time, people want to make a deal, and it takes two sides to make a deal. Anything else? I'm sure I'll see you tomorrow.